Hashem's Vasat Yiftach. Hashem, open my lips. Says Rashi in Tilim Din Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Hashem's Vasat Yiftach. Forgive me. This is after David's Avira with Bathsheba. Forgive me. And give me the opportunity, or give me the Pischein Peh, the ability to open my mouth to be able to relate your praises. Rabbi Yoni takes it further though. Hashem Svasai Tiftach is a tefillah. Hashem, help me. Help me that I should have kavana in the davening, in the tefillah that I'm about to embark on, that I'm able to enumerate your praises as I should do, and to daven in a way that my tefillah should be accepted. What's the idea? When we daven, our tefillahs b'makom karban. They're instead of karbanos. And David HaMelech is asking Hashem, let my tefillah be as acceptable, agreeable to you, Hashem, as a karban would be. And in a way, he was laying the foundations for us, who've lived in a world for the last 2,000 years where we haven't had the privilege, the opportunity to come close to Hashem through the offering up of a carbon. We say, Hashem, allow me to draw close to you. Allow the commitment that I'm showing in my tefillah to be as if it was a carbon. Allow me to frame things properly, get correct perspective. And then please give me the siyata dishmaya, the divine assistance, the help to be able to daven with appropriate kavana. Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin says, when we daven, our minds are very active and our imagination can go wild. And it's very difficult to control those thoughts. Every single person has all kinds of intrusive thoughts during the Amidah. And that's why Chazal established, we should say, Hashem, Svasai Tiftach. Hashem, that's his Shechina, which is in the hearts of the Jewish people. We ask Hashem, please open my mouth. Hashem. Hashem is the heart of Klal Yisrael as well as Liban Shel Yisrael, Tzur Levavi. Hashem, open my heart, open my mouth. Allow me to daven with that full heart to avoid those intrusive thoughts that will allow me to daven with kavana. Because ultimately, tefillah is this avodah shebalev. It's this connection, this emotional experience of being able to communicate with the infinite creator of heaven and earth. The Yetzirah wants to stop us. And therefore we try and cut him off at the pass by saying, Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, Hashem, just, you do it. Help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me daven properly. Let this experience of tefillah that I'm about to embark on be something desirable, something that generates closeness, something which is authentic and unimpeded and unintruded by thoughts that are trying to knock us off.